Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Well, you know, Nat, she's being just a right bitch.
Whoa, Kyle.
Yeah, Captain Sandy.
Don't talk about another crew member in front of me like that. It's just, you know, it's not what we do. Where'd the love go? Where did the love go? This is like a love boat. Have you heard that before? This is motor yacht home. A home away from home. I can't have you talking about another crew member in front of me because it doesn't give me plausible deniability. So I can't, haven't heard it. Understand? But we're friends here. We're all friends here. Until you do something that pisses me off and I kick you off the boat, right? We're friends here. So don't talk bad. We're all on the same team. Because you know what I say? You can be the calm, or you can be the storm. What are you today, Kyle? Are you the storm or are you the calm?
I'm the storm.
You know what you are? You're a delightful gay. So go be that. Go be that way. Okay? And don't talk shit about other people. Just not, at least not around me. Because then I'd have to say I heard it. And you know I don't like that. So yeah, go write your ship, boy. Go do it.
Sorry to interrupt your television programming, Captain.
Yeah, thanks. I was really trying to get through an episode of Wings. Love the fat guy. Always disagreeable, that one.
And sing. If you don't think I'm going to cut to the theme song of Wings as our opening number, you've got another thing coming. I played that on the piano. I'm sure you did too, as every gay little boy did.
No, I played the harder version.
Wow.
I played Schubert sonatas. All right.
Thanks, Reed. Thanks, snobby Reed. Thanks for that.
Oh, you think he's snobby?
I think he's a Shep. I think he's a Shep.
Really?
He gives me Shep vibes. Not as bad.
Interesting.
He's not a bit, but I think you can tell that he comes from money. And you can
I think he comes from like middle of the road. But he does come from a little bit of privilege.
I don't think he's a bad guy. I think he comes from like privilege and just doesn't have the wherewithal to know kind of how his actions.
Yeah, I could see that. I don't know if I would call him snobby.
Yeah, he's not snobby. I think he's just out of touch, rich and out of touch.
That's probably a
where Shep is full on snobby, but he does give me Shep in that, like, Shep will sometimes say something and people go, "You don't say that to normal people."
I think is you're used to, as being a white man in the South, you're used to having everyone listen to you and your words mean a lot. And especially when you have no real emotional connection with any of these people on the boat.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing to say.
It's a weird thing to say. Y'all, this is Below Deck Med, season 7, episode 15. Brace for impact. We're remote, but goat.
We are actually in
Los Angeles, but I've got
you've had the shits all day.
I've had the trots today, and at any time, I just told Poodle I'm going to have to get up out of the show and go to the bathroom.
She's currently in a diaper.
Pretty much. I had to borrow one for Poodle because he's using them usually for play.
Yeah, baby games. Actually, I'm not into that at all. I don't want anyone to put me in a diaper.
If Justin Thoreau wanted to put you in a diaper, you'd say, "Mama."
In a second, "Mama, where's the baby powder? Get out the Desitin."
Woo, Desitin.
In a second.
Me too. I'm not into that too, but golly, I don't know what made me think of him, but it's a nice thought.
He's so hot.
Jennifer Aniston has really had some prime dick.
She has.
Yeah.
I'm proud of her, though. I think she's just... Do your own thing, honey.
Do your own thing. I love her hair care, y'all. Lola V, it's fucking amazing.
They're not a sponsor, so...
I want them to be one day. I'm trying to manifest it like Clinique.
Okay. Y'all, we're back from tour. We're happy that we're back from tour.
We're happy to be back from tour, but I'm interrupting you because you got some Captain Sandy Bravo tea, and I want you to spill it. Can you?
Oh, this was on Dumois. Yeah, someone sent it to me, or Dumois.
What's Dumois?
Are you in the world? Are you in the world? It is kind of a gossip site that people make submissions to.
Pink is a new blog. I love that one.
Yeah, that's 25 years old.
What about D-List?
Again, okay. Like, thanks, Grandma. Dumois is that's a celebrity and like reality celebrity things that people submit to, and that was what they were talking about when Paige was talking about on Dumois that he hung out with Kristen Cavallari. Blah blah blah. They all don't like to say they read it, but they all do.
They all do.
But I think they exposed the two women behind it. I'm trying to think a while back. I stopped reading because I don't really care that much. But there was an anonymous submission from Captain Sandy about Captain Sandy at BravoCon where someone sent it to me. I love it. It was so good. And it said, anonymous, keep this anonymous. It's like, saw Captain Sandy walk out and make eye contact with someone in the room and then walk around saying, "Ugh, normal people," and just walk right back into where she was. Y'all, she has been bitten by that fame monster, and it is ugly.
It's ugly. Ugh.
If you don't think she is loving every single moment of this fame train she's riding, you're mistaken.
She's going to start a podcast. I'm calling it.
I'm shocked she hasn't.
Because she is so jealous of Glennon Doyle and what's her name? Her wife.
Abby Wambach.
She's so jealous of them, and she wants her wife to be like that.
She wants to be a power lesbian.
She's like, babe, we can do that.
She'd play her DJ music going out.
Yeah.
God, that would be insufferable.
I don't know who would listen.
Oh, she's got fans. I don't know why you would be one. You obviously have a lot of trauma.
Probably. Probably a lot.
Something's wrong. Something's wrong with Europe if you're a huge Sandy Yawn fan. Yeah, y'all, she basically says, don't talk about people because then I have to step in. I'd much rather be outside and be able to judge people for what they think. It was such a weird thing because, y'all, she talks shit about people all the time.
Yeah, it was.
That was what was funny.
When she said, "Where's the love? Where's the love?"
Was the love when you chased, when you fucking chased Hannah up and down the fucking ship?
Oh, all right. Okay, my first teabag, and this is going to come around because this happened some in this episode.
Oh, I was gonna pimp Love Is Blind.
Oh, I forgot about that. Thank you. I forgot. Go ahead, Poods.
This comes out tonight. It is Tuesday.
This does come out tonight.
This comes out tonight. So y'all, tonight or today, as in Tuesday.
This in the Single Life.
We released the final episode of our Love Is Blind season one. Now we had to do this one like right before tour because this is the one that Crowdcast fucked us. So this was recorded about 2.5 weeks ago.
That one actually dropped. It dropped today at noon.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Now. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, October 19th, Wednesday, October 19th at, I guess, actually tonight at 12:01, the new season of Love Is Blind comes out. Love Is Blind season 3. And our episodes, as many episodes as they drop, our episodes will come out Wednesday night at 12:01.
Yes.
Yeah, Thursday morning at 12:01.
Thursday morning at 12:01, yes. It's good. That's all we can say is that it's good and juicy.
Electable.
Yes, we have enjoyed it. So we hope you enjoy it. Can't wait for more. Well. The first episode's going to be on our free feed, and then the episodes after that are on the $5 tier of our Reality Gaze Premium, Reality Gaze Plus content.
Yes, and check out our... If you are on the Reality Gaze Plus content, check out our Bicurious live episode of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City in Tamps.
That was fun.
It was a fun show.
Fun tour.
Good times.
Glad it's done, ready for a rest. Oh, wait, I'm not resting. I'm going back to Oklahoma on October 22nd because I'll be at Southern Oklahoma Pride emceeing the event. Y'all come see me in Ardmore, Oklahoma. My sister-in-law will give you your flu shot or your booster if you need it.
And then they can go with you to a spook house that night in Davis.
No, they can't go, but we're going to go. I'm not looking forward to it. But I'm staying at my sister-in-law's because my brother's out of town. So it's a girls' weekend.
Oh. Y'all could just like eat chocolate-covered strawberries and do facials.
Oh, that'd be great. Although she's not that, but she'd do some girl, but she's not like that. She wants to go to a spook house. But you know what? I would rather go to a spook house than be at this BDSM party.
Okay.
This is fucking Eyes Wide Shut.
It's not hot by any means.
No. No. One,
it's almost like the men are taking it really seriously and the women are just there playing along to get a free trip.
Ding, 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 ding.
But I will say the women are putting in the work because just to get through this guy's awful comments about head, I don't even want to go through them because they actually make my stomach hurt.
Yes, when he talked about an elephant is a long it's just so gross. And it's the entire episode that he just paid these women to be here.
Straight men like this need to be dealt with. They need to be just Darwinian evolution needs to take care of them.
Yes.
They're just awful. Cracking awful. Jokes like this that is constant, that makes women constantly uncomfortable, and they know it, and they love it.
They don't care because they just buy what they want.
They have everything. This guy's a good target for the Bilal surprise party bus.
Although when Eric does his, yes, it's true. Yes. That bus I would get on. When Eric says my spiky choke collar is making it difficult for me to eat.
I squealed.
Poodle said the same thing.
Same. Now, I'm going to say, Kyle brings this up. Why would you be putting this on at the dinner? No one says, I love to wear bondage gear as I eat fish.
You want to wear eating pants, something elastic.
It made no sense
creepy.
To me.
It's so creepy, y'all. It's just, but I'm kind of glad they showed it because I bet this happens a lot more in the yachting world than you think.
I agree. Did you hear the one guest, like, I love how classy this party is?
Hannah, yeah, she's like, this party is so classy. However, at one point, like when they're sitting at the dinner, Hannah and the other girl, they look so freaked out and they look like they're just eating and trying to just get through this as quickly as possible.
It feels a little trafficky.
It does.
It really does. I kept thinking the whole time, these women signed up for this, and the one with bangs especially, I kept saying, we need to save these women.
The one from bangs is scared, y'all.
Oh, God. It's really bad.
Whatever. I'm going to go because that came in my head. I know I'm going to ask you this, and yeah. I'm worried that it's going to add 40 minutes to the show.
Yeah.
So just know that.
Too late.
Explain to me the fish and salt. How does this work?
Dave pretty much explained it.
It's the pre-prep that I wonder, like, how do you do that? How do you get the salt?
You use water to kind of make it, to kind of pack it on there.
Like, so you like kind of make wet. A paste?
Yeah.
And so it's on top of the fish, but then as the fish cooks, it kind of separates from the salt.
Yeah. Well, the salt acts as like its own oven, keeps all the moisture in. That's one of the ways, because a similar thing is like clay pot cooking, like you find in Indian cultures, and where the moisture keeps everything in, the moisture of the salt, and the salt also dries out the skin so you can easily peel off the fish. I had it in some restaurant. Who was I with?
Oh, God.
I think...
Oh no! Somebody it was probably
it was
somebody
with at some a guy
fancy restaurant where we could be doing this podcast
and
on
they had
a yacht
a salt
right now.
Crusted fish. It was a salt crusted so fish, and for the table. And so you ordered it. It was like for six or seven or something. Like, and it was a whole fish. It wasn't as big as this fish because it's fucking huge. This fish.
Was it good?
It was delicious. It was very, very moist, very, very well seasoned. Because fish isn't seasoned, you know, you have to season fish really, really well, especially a thick fish like sea bass. But it was delicious and so moist. Very, very good. Salt makes everything better.
Wow. What's your next tea bag?
So what did you think of this? But Kyle and Nat are still going at each other, but they've done it the whole time. But things quickly, for them, it is brother and sister because they have a similar sense of humor and they go hard at one another, but they realize that it's just kind of a workplace thing. With Tosh and Nat, it's a very different thing.
Very different.
And Kyle realizes he's finally hurt Nat's feelings. So he says, I'm sorry. And she's ready for him to say it. She's like, I'd hug you, but you're covered in oil. But yeah. He said, I admit I screwed up. That wasn't fair to say to you about that head of housekeeping. And so I'm sorry. She hugs him. She's like, thank you. Because it was a shitty thing that he said to her. And so you think it's all over, y'all. But Tosh isn't. The interesting thing here is, and tells you how shitty of a manager Tosh is.
Yeah.
She's going to use personal things against Nat because she thinks, she says before, I think Nat is a really rude and disrespectful person. And
it's terrible.
So you have, let Kyle apologize if he wants to. I won't let Kyle be walked on by Nat, you know.
Big talker. No game. She
no
said
game
that, like,
at all.
She said that like in this thing. She said like, I'm not going to be disrespected and talk. She's not going to say anything.
No,
she's
that's
not going to say anything.
Even Dave says that when they're kind of commiserating couples in bed, and Dave is commiserating with Tosh and says she's talking about Nat, and then Storm and Nat Tolly are in bed, and he's talking about, you know, how shitty Tosh is basically. And nothing is going to happen. I'm thinking, I wouldn't be surprised if in the next, this Kyle thing near the end, I think will phase out quickly. But I think there'll be a confrontation between Nat and Tosh in this upcoming episode.
I think there has to be, because also too, talk about leadership. It's not good for
lead her ship.
Ship. It's not good for, this is my next teabag, it's not good for Tash to tell Kyle, why did you apologize? You have nothing to apologize for.
God.
If you're not going to control the situation, they took care of it.
Yeah.
It, then it's calm now. Literally, you're
just starting shit.
You're making this personal now, and you're upset because, and I realized, oh, you want Kyle to fight your battles.
Yep.
You want Kyle 100%. To fight her. So then it makes you look like you're basically giving shit to her and you don't have to deal with it. And
she's a terrible manager.
She's a terrible, terrible manager. But they're all like, I mean, it's Talia. She like, whereas her and Storm have this dynamic where she completely throws him away and then comes back to him. Throws him away. And he, this is jumping ahead, but like, well, they're talking about because she jumps into bed and that Storm says that line of interesting tactics for someone who just,
right, who just broke up with me.
But then later on when she's talking to him and he says, you know, it's really hard to have a conversation with her. And I went, oh, it clicked for me. I figured out Talia for me. Talia likes to talk at people. She doesn't want anyone to talk at her.
That's true.
She really does like to just tell people what to do, but she is not good at taking the criticism back, whether it's from Tash or whether it's from Storm just trying to tell her what he needs. She won't hear
it. With that, let's take a quick break, shall we?
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No. The doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies! Caw!
Sissies, Good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens.
So the idea, guys, is to get their swimsuits off.
Because
they'll be nude.
Bleh. Oh.
I hope these women were compensated.
Oh,
well,
they were by him. They were. Look, they're getting fucking houses. They're getting, I don't know how rich this guy is, but spoiler alert, they got the best tip of their season. And I knew they would. I called it because this is how this guy gets everything. He just buy. People have a problem with him. Like Kyle's even talking about this guy's so gross. But then Kyle's not. I mean, he would because he's on television, but he probably would never say anything because he would say, well, he did give me the most money.
People have bosses like this.
Oh, yes.
Y'all, someone out there has a boss just like this, and you have a fantasy about murdering them.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
stop right there. I just want to capture your hair. It looks so cool right now. Ooh, could you eat that? Like he's taking them, they're eating the aerobics. Can we talk about the aerobic session? God.
I just...
It's so fucking gross.
Men, straight men like this, they just need to be put somewhere. They need to be taken care of.
No.
And by taken care of, I don't mean taken care of well. No.
I mean, put somewhere where they can't hurt someone.
God, it's just, it's so gross. It's so fucking gross.
I wish there was and unfortunately, this man wields power because of money. And it's the only reason he's able to do this. And part of him loves this. And he knows it makes people uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just, it's so reprehensible. He also says, you need to learn to make googly eyes at the camera. I still don't know what that means. So the other thing, my next, besides the fact that they're disgusting, is, let's see, there's this one moment where Storm and Captain Sandy are talking because the women kind of slam the jet skis into the side of the boat.
And Storm goes, you know what?
Okay.
We're going to do this as a below deck Mediterranean theater.
Honk, honk. I'll be playing the role of Captain Sandy.
I'll be playing Storm and action.
Hey there, Stormy.
Yeah, hey, Captain. Hey, Captain. Just want to... Yeah. I am Storm. I'm a pirate. I'm a pirate, Storm.
Sure.
I just wanted to let you know that
I see you got a parrot on your shoulder.
Yeah, we got an incident. Yeah.
What's his name?
It's Bailey, my favorite drink. We've got an incident report. One of the guests.
An incident? What happened? What happened? What did you do?
What I didn't mean.
Well, it wasn't me. I've been sitting here, so you must have done something.
It wasn't me, the man. It was Courtney, the female.
No, she could do no wrong.
And someone ran
it. You.
She ran a jet ski to the side of the boat. One of the guests ran a jet ski, but there's no.
Is the boat hurt?
Nothing's
Is
hurt.
Is the boat hurt?
Nothing's hurt.
Is the guest hurt? Well, who
AKA,
fucking cares?
AKA, nothing you need to tell to the people that own the boat.
Oh, it's fine. Okay. So, you know what, Storm? This isn't an injury report. This isn't an incident. This is chartering.
Oh, okay.
This is just charter. This is how it works. This is how the game is played. This is how the sausage is made, Stormy.
Stormy.
You know what I'm talking about?
Don't like it when you call me Stormy. Okay.
Hey, Bailey. What if I say hi to you? Make some noise, Bailey. Kind of a chicken sound.
Captain.
Make a pack. There you go. Captain. Talk to me, Bailey.
Captain Sandy. Oh. Captain Sandy.
I think there's lots of things I could teach you, Bailey.
Don't eat me. Don't
Have
eat
I
me.
Made you uncomfortable? I need a parrot of my very own. Storm, could I have Bailey?
No, Captain.
I need you to give me the parrot. I need you to give me the parrot.
All right, Captain.
Okay, here we go. Sit on my shoulder, Bailey. There you go. Your feet are your talons are digging into my shoulder and strangely comforting.
Can I get it back, Captain? She really
You know what? Everything's fine. No incident report. Go live your life, Stormy. Me and Bailey are going to get acquainted. And scene.
I don't know where that one went. Y'all, we're a little punch drunk from tour, and that just went to a weird place.
You're going to have to play Bailey again, so find a better parrot. Like someone like, that's not a chicken. I don't know what a parrot put a parrot.
You know, I'll work on it. You don't worry about it.
That's it. Like
now that'll hurt my voice. I don't want to sound like a bird getting fucked. That's what your bird sounds like. Fuck me. You would have the dirtiest fucking filthy parrot. He would just dance around and go, "Polly with a dick. Polly with a dick."
Oh, please, yes, do it again. Do it again, Daddy. Harder. Get out. Siri, lock the doors.
My first time.
Bailey the slut.
Gotta get up early.
No condom. No condom. No condom.
We gotta go. We gotta go.
This is so stupid.
Don't make me laugh. I'll shit
not,
my pants.
We're not going to win a Peabody. We're not. Don't nominate us. We'll never win.
We'll never win. Never.
I don't think we're going to win one of those podcasting awards either.
No, I don't think
That's
so.
That's for Rachel Maddow and somebody else, not us.
Poos.
Yeah.
Question
What's your
for
next
you?
One? Yeah.
Talia's cleaning the bathroom talking to Storm, and she's like, well, try to clean. What's oily in here?
I'll tell you what's oily.
Yeah, we can't have a clue on that.
Silicone lube. Yeah, it's all over there.
They had a BDSM party, y'all, and some guy got, you know, those women had to fuck one of or both those guys with a huge butt plug.
Yeah. And did you see when she's like, it smells like noodles in here? I could only guess where the noodles came from.
What happened that they smelled like noodles?
That was that kind of, that made me just, I just gasped.
Was it like a starchy smell?
I'm not sure. I'd like not to talk about it, actually.
Oh, God.
What's your, is it my turn?
Oh, someone's here with a delivery. Okay, I got my package, and
special
I'm back.
Special delivery.
Special delivery. I am poor Reed, because he doesn't know how to relate to anyone, and
It got worse. You know what?
What?
Actually,
I don't know if I was going to talk about what you think I'm talking about. I'm not talking about Courtney. I'm talking about, he brings up an Alabama football game, and no one gives a fucking shit, and it made me so happy as a little gay boy that just had to hear men and everybody fucking talk about football all the fucking time.
And I've got to say, y'all, if Bama plays Ole Miss, that's a big fucking deal. And
I know that, and I don't. And I hate that I know that when it has nothing. I'm not saying I hate football, y'all. I don't hate football at all. I get it. Well, actually, I think football does not need to be played.
I hate
it's
it.
Not a safe sport.
Hate it.
But soccer, baseball, basketball, great. But I will say, where we are, it is treated
where I'm
as
from.
Such
yeah, where you're
where
from too. Yeah.
People move weddings around it, and it's considered this thing.
Oh, yeah.
Everything has to stop, and it was just, and hell.
They're like, are you talking about American football? And he's like he could not understand what they were saying.
I mean, we had programs that we couldn't do things because the school gave the money to the football department that was shitty, even though we were better, and we had to go and do fundraisers to raise money.
Yep. Yep.
So I'm a little, that's where I come from.
You're triggered.
Very triggered, but it made me just feel so good.
Can we talk about later on, when after the tip meeting where they get the best tip they've ever had?
Yes.
And
anytime I've had a lot of head, it's great.
And basically Courtney's doing her kind of fun thing where she's talking about, I think she said, did she talk to Z or Reed? Do you fancy anyone on board?
She was talking to Reed. She's like, okay. Do you fancy anyone on board? And then she
other
said,
than me?
Besides me.
And this is just a question of Reed not literally reading her well.
Do you think he was being serious, like to be hurtful when he said this? Or
no.
Do you think it was his intention?
I think he was trying to be, this was trying to be funny.
I think so too.
This was him trying to be funny. Sadly, this
I
was him trying to be funny. He has a way about it that is super serious though. And the problem here is he was going about being funny in a way that was like a little intellectual, and that's not, he doesn't know these people.
No,
and
there's no, as you say, emotional currency.
There's nothing.
And it's not that Courtney's dumb. She's not. She's actually quite smart, but she's also, I wouldn't classify her as intellectual as far as her humor.
What he's trying to do is be playful, but trying to say, this is how I'm going to be fun, by saying, I know more than you. And yeah. And then treating him, because I guarantee you, y'all, he's different from Decatur, Alabama. This is the way he relates to people in Decatur, Alabama.
Yeah.
So, and he even said, I could not stay there because I need more. He does not belong in that place because he says things like narcissist. He's like, you're a pretty much undiagnosed narcissist. And, you know, I think this is the moment where I'm going to call another Below Deck Med.
Oh God, I don't want to do this one.
I'll be playing Reed. I'm going to let you play okay. Courtney. You can play Z as well.
Okay.
But and action. So,
I don't
fancy you, but I think you have undiagnosed narcissism. You know what that is? It's kind of like narcissism. Like, it's kind of like you're really into yourself. It's from the ancient Greek root, which means you actually die of being obsessed with yourself. That's like you, right? That's funny, right?
What the fuck? What the fuck?
It just means that. What I'm saying is, inside you really love yourself, and outside you don't know, but you really think you're hot on the outside, and that's why it's weird.
What's this guy? Are you fucking mental?
Knock, knock.
Whoa. Yeah, who's there?
Undiagnosed narcissist.
What the fuck? This is... Whoa.
No, you're supposed to say undiagnosed narcissist who?
Okay, undiagnosed narcissist who?
Undiagnosed narcissist, you're obsessed with yourself. Get the joke?
I'm gonna go cry.
Y'all... And scene. Okay. It kept getting worse.
I enjoyed that more than I thought I would. So kudos to
you. It kept getting worse.
You got weird and halfway through it, and I was like, okay, I'm into this now.
It kept getting worse and worse and worse.
Worse and worse.
He's like, I mean in Greek mythology. Narcissus
talking about Greek mythology.
Fell in love with his reflection, and like that's like you, because you're obsessed with yourself. And I know I've known you for 72 hours.
Really the outside. Totally.
And
she's like, have I given this perception that this is who I am?
I just can't imagine saying this to someone. Like, weirdly, someone like Nat could do that. She would make a joke. She's like, you sound like a narcissist. But it's all in the tone. It's all in delivery. And they have known this man for they've known these two people for 3 days.
You realize now, y'all, that you realize why he was the alternate and why it was just a choice between boring one and boring two.
Yeah. Wow.
They're like, who do we go with? Toenails or Big Dick Bama?
And y'all, he's got a big old dick. I'm telling you.
It's a big old dick.
It's that... That those are the kind of guys who have he doesn't know how to use it though. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Uh-oh.
He has long masturbatory sessions though. So
wow.
Did
you get it done yet since we got back?
It might happen tonight.
I think so.
I had one who was knocking at the door last night. Not figuratively, not literally.
Yeah, I got that.
And I was just like, I'm so tired. So basically, he does say, I'm so sorry. And then at the crew night out, I really hate it when people, they almost feel like they're doing you a favor. He's like, no, drop this. Don't let someone, you need to love yourself. You just need to love yourself because you're beautiful. I'm like, don't tell me I need to love myself. I know you're thinking you're doing me a favor.
It was really patronizing.
Yeah, especially with women. Again, anyone.
You don't know her.
And you don't know how she feels. You don't know who she thinks. Even a beautiful woman, you think you must really love yourself because you're gorgeous.
I just don't think he has, speaking if it's intelligence, and maybe, yes, he's well-read and learned, but he does not have a lot of emotional intelligence.
Agree.
Whereas Courtney does. That's what makes her such a fucking great leader.
Yeah. So, and the end, we'll get into this, but Talia and Kyle are getting into it again. Yeah. They're getting into it again. And because Storm is the one who says, because Kyle apologized, like, well, Kyle would not have apologized if Captain Sandy had been there. And it is not Storm's fight. But because Nat has just been filling him in for the energy the whole time, and he saw it, that's why it's exploding again.
Yeah. If you're looking for attention, then you're not getting it from me.
So, y'all, it's to be continued. This season has been the worst cock tease for these.
Yeah, I don't mind like one or two could to be continues, but there's been a lot.
So I think we have two episodes and a reunion left. I expect some nastiness from Tosh and Natalia, maybe from Kyle. I wonder if Andy will get Tosh to talk. I think he'll probably be hard on her, and I wonder if she'll shut down or not.
I think she's going to shut down, but we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. Sandy will play politics as she normally does. She'll be good most of the time.
She'll leave. She'll say, you know what, Andy? I've got a book signing. Got to go. She'll just leave halfway. All right, everybody. That's the show. Thank you for listening. Been a good season, though, Below Deck and Down Under. I wish they wouldn't air two at the same time. It's kind of a lot.
Me too.
But anyway, stupid. I don't know why they did that.
Below Deck Adventures and Below Deck OG are going to be airing at the same time.
But we don't do adventures.
I don't think we're going to do adventures.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to do adventures. So we will be doing Below Deck.
Yeah.
So, all right, everybody, that's the show. Hey, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you don't know how to find that link, you can go to
realitygaze.com.
Yes, thank you. You can do that there.
It's not porn anymore.
Nope. If you want to listen to this show without commercials, sadly, if you want to listen to this show without commercials, you can jump onto Reality Gaze Plus, our premium content, and you can go to the $8 tier on Supercast or Patreon.
Look at that. You can
get this commercial free so you don't have to hear it. But if you don't mind, then there you go. Hey, Love is Blind coming out tomorrow. Join the $5 tier to listen to that. You can even, if you do the $5 tier, you can binge season 2 of Love is Blind as well.
Spoiler alert, there's an actual Komodo dragon dating this season.
This is why we have to sign NDAs, because of you telling everything. That's what it is.
And you know what? The Komodo dragon got married. So someone picked the Komodo dragon.
Who knew the dragon was a bottom? We didn't. Who knew? All right, everybody. That's the episode.
I'm going to get in trouble for breaking that NDA.
There we go. Netflix is going to sue us now. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you for making the Double It Tour a successful tour. We will see y'all again. But until next week, it's what, Poods?
Anchors again. Hey.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.